Last week, we looked at a variety of winter squashes that, for the most part, were too big and bulky to reasonably serve a small family gathering. An exception was the butternut squash, which for several seasons has been my choice for making side dishes, entrees, or desserts. But last year, I ordered some delicata seeds and have been very pleased with these little striped wonders. Also known as peanut, bohemian, or sweet potato squash, delicata are a welcomed small-size squash, making it much easier to transport and prepare than other giant-sized winter squash. A ripe specimen will be creamy-colored with green vertical stripes, and the average weight is between 1 and 2 pounds. Originating in Europe, these squashes were first introduced in the U.S. around 1890, but resisted great acceptance and popularity because of their vining behavior and a tendency to develop mildewed foliage. However, about 20 years ago, a better delicata was developed at Cornell University's plant breeding department, and the little squash has become very popular with both home gardeners and professional growers. A non-hybrid, open-pollinated bush variety was developed that proved to be resistant to most squash diseases, thus winning various horticultural awards in 2002 and helping delicata to become one of the most popular winter squashes in everybody's garden. But though these botanical honors and reputation are enough to put delicata on most serious gardeners' must-have lists, they're definitely not the only reason the little squash has become so popular. Because the skin of the delicata doesn't get as hard as a bowling ball, which is the case with other winter squashes, you don't have to use a cutting torch and saw blade to peel it before cooking and serving. And if you've always shied away from big butternuts, Hubbards, Kershaws, pumpkins, or banana squashes because the peeling and preparation were too much to bear, especially for autumn and winter holiday dinners, now you can cut unpeeled delicatas into small strips or chunks, season in a variety of ways, and bake them in the oven along with the turkey or pumpkin pie. And if that's not easy enough, why not serve the roasted, lightly oiled, and salted seeds as an appetizer? If you're looking ahead to next year's garden and would like to give delicata squash a try, look for seeds that specify bush variety, to keep them neat and tidy and easier to care for. Plant them in hills about 5 feet apart with 5 or 6 seeds to each hill. They seem to like our Great Plains heat and can stand up to most windy weather, but will need watering during dry times. Delicata squash should be ready for picking a little over 100 days after sprouting, with the striped and colorful rind being firm but not rock hard. Mine seem to want to easily snap off the stem when ready, and then they'll need to be cured in a protected space for a week or so before using. They'll keep for several months in a cool, dry place, although I used this year's harvest as decorations by the kitchen door, and they made it through to autumn dinner times just fine. If you'd like to get a look at them, there's a photo on hppr.org that showcases both delicata squash and some wonderfully colorful straw flowers. Also, if you'd like my favorite delicata recipe with Italian sausages and other good stuff, contact me at the station.